to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He's the $200 million man. And Big Oil's fingerprints are all over him. Big Oil's pledged $200 million to help Mitt Romney. And Romney's pledge to protect their profits and billions in special tax breaks. So when you fill up your tank, remember who's in the tank for Big Oil. Mitt Romney, the $200 million man.
That's one of the latest Andy Romney ads coming from a pro-Obama super PAC. The presidential race and super PACs. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Getting started with host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Alan Combs about the attacks already going back and forth between Romney and Obama.
Bring on the general election campaign. After last night's primaries, Mitt Romney not wasting any time, taking a page from Ronald Reagan and promising a better America. What's your real expectation going forward to November?
Well, I expect a very dirty campaign. I believe, obviously, as you've introduced me as a liberal commentator, which doesn't mean I automatically take the position of a Barack Obama, but I do believe that Mitt Romney has continued to misrepresent Barack Obama, saying he's doubled the debt, which he hasn't done, you know, saying that we've got to turn things around. Well, you know, when George Bush was president, at the end of his reign and the first couple of months of Obama, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. We've had 24, 25 months of job creation, not as fast as we would like. We certainly like it to be a lot better. Unemployment was over 10%. It's not like 8.6. Not as low as we'd hoped, not as low as they'd even promised, but at least the trend is in the right direction. So I don't know what Romney's going to do. He hasn't been specific about anything and has even bragged to donors in that meeting they finally found a tape of that he was, I don't even know if it was on tape, that he was, you know, not going to tell people where he was going to cut. I mean, we don't know what he's going to do.
Alan, the president, President Obama, is visiting his third college in the past 2 days. Will young voters, do you think, hold a key to the White House next November?
I think very often, I mean, that's his constituency. It's energizing new voters. That's been his base. People who have traditionally often been ignored by the Republican Party, where the appeal is much more to a more progressive president than somebody who's going to do something other than what the Republican is going to do. So I think clearly he's smart to reach out to part of the base that got him elected in the first place.
Are you expecting Romney to change the conservative campaign positions that he embraced during the primaries?
Well, everybody talks about the pivot and how he's going to now reach out. He's already doing it on the education issue in terms of student loans. He's actually agreeing with Obama about losing, about lowering the interest rate. That's one thing he's already doing. Everybody, you know, the thing with Romney is he's changed his position so many times it's almost become an overdone joke. So who knows what he really stands for? All you have to do is play the tapes of the various things he said over the years, and you've got yourself a nice, good Democratic campaign commercial.
Could this election in November be decided by who has the most money to spend, Alan?
I'm not sure it's that simple. You know, of course, the president has the power of the incumbency. I think what it really boils down to is a handful of states. We pretty much know which the blue states are, which the red states are. And there's probably about 15% of independent voters in about four or five states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, perhaps Wisconsin, maybe even Virginia, which could be. Now we're hearing that Arizona might be in play for the president. And that's really where it's going to turn. A lot of people have set in stone what they know what they're going to do, but probably both candidates will focus on those independent voters in a bunch of key states where the electoral votes would put one or the other over the edge.
We already know New York really is not in play. I mean, it wasn't last night.
Right, New York, California. Again, there are certain states we know are going to go blue, and the number of states we know are going to go red. Mostly the center of the country goes red, and the sides, if you look at the map, go blue. And but there are a few question marks, and that's where both candidates will likely focus.
So you want some more from the campaign trail? We've got it up next here on the Countdown.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter. So how you hitting them? Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ProQS vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
How do you convince boomers that nightmares of a threadbare retirement don't have to come true? The answer? Get Betty White to cut a rap video. Boomers have bought more insurance policies than any other generation, and in the video titled I'm Still Hot, White's all for cashing in on that huge hidden wealth through what's known as life settlements.
Each year, people pay their premiums for the promise of a financial payoff someday, hopefully a long way down the road. What very few of them have come to learn is that life insurance is no different from any other financial asset. Just like homes or cars or collectibles, life insurance can have a current value. Just as you purchased your policy, you are also free to sell it.
Sell it to whom? The Lifeline program, White's Choice, has a long record of protecting the interests of seniors whose life settlements it handles, and now it's expanding to boomers. Learn more at www.thelifeline.com.
The hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show daily and on the weekend. The presidential race now, Republican candidate Romney versus Democratic candidate Obama. Here's talk host Robert Reeves talking about the issues.
It talks about Mitt Romney and how he's already beginning to shift his views. The article is comes from the New York Times. No, it comes from New York Magazine. And it says, Romney's Etch-a-Sketch campaign begins. And basically what it is that it starts off by pointing out that President Obama, even though he's struggling in more and more different demographics, the two demographics it seems that he's still holding on to is voters under 30 and Latinos. And so they think it's no surprise, no... just not a surprise that Mitt Romney would be shifting positions on issues that affect those under 30 and Latinos. The first one is the DREAM Act. That he was vehemently opposed to the DREAM Act while he was campaigning in the primary. That was one of the things that basically made Rick Perry go away, was Mitt Romney's attacks on him supporting the DREAM Act. And how that was an incentive in order to allow illegal or keep illegal immigrants flowing into the country and staying here. And that he even said, I defended him on this because he was getting made fun of for using the word self-deportation. He says, look, if we don't give them incentives, they will self-deport. He got made fun of it for saying that, mostly from the left, not the right. But and now, last week, he basically said he was studying Marco Rubio's version of the DREAM Act, the Republican version of the DREAM Act. and that he would. He didn't say he supported it yet. He said he would like to study it. I mean, Marco Rubio still hasn't even released the whole thing yet, so I don't even know everything that it entails. But he basically said something like he would support a Republican version of the Dream Act, one that was a little bit more strict than the Democrats' version that got killed in the in Congress last year. And I said, look, I don't care what the version is. Until you do other things in this country, like maybe get rid of public education for illegal immigrants on the elementary and secondary level, then it doesn't matter. The incentives are going to be there to continue to flow into this country. And I think supporting one version of the Dream Act that gives them citizenship and one version that says, well, they don't get citizenship, but they can stay here legally, that's the same thing. And so, yes, I do think that I do look at that as a reversal.
Here's reporter Chris Jansing talking to President Jimmy Carter, looking for his take on the race between Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney.
Give me your assessment of what you think President Obama's reelection chances are, and what do you think of Mitt Romney?
Well, I've just said that I think that President Obama will be reelected. I believe that. I think of all the Republican candidates who are prominent, I think Romney would be the one that I would rather see have a slight possibility to be president.
You'd be comfortable with a Romney presidency?
I'd rather have a Democrat. But I would be comfortable. I think Romney has shown in the past, in his previous years as a moderate or progressive, that he was fairly competent as a governor and also running the Olympics, as you know. He's a good, solid family man, and so forth. He's gone to the extreme right-wing positions on some maybe very important issues in order to get the nomination. What he'll do in the general election, what he'll do when president, I think is difficult to.
Do you think that he has gone too far into the conservative positions, and do you think that makes him difficult to be trusted?
I think he's gone too far in the conservative positions to suit the average American. That's why I think that President Obama is going to be reelected. In historical terms, looking back on all the elections with which I've been familiar, both candidates have tended to come to the middle as they get into the general election. Romney already has a reputation of being changeable in his positions. And so I think that's a stigma that he's already been able to weather, at least in a Republican primary. If he moves back more to the central position on some major issues, I'm not sure that he can suffer any more as being changeable. So I don't know how to predict it, but I stick to my prediction that President Obama will win.
Do you think that we say every year that the election has never been this negative, the tone has never been this divisive?
But
is it true?
It is absolutely true. We didn't dream of running a negative commercial on television that would destroy the character of our opponent. It would have been suicidal for the ones who did that. And we didn't raise money from special interest groups. You know how much money that I raised and Reagan raised and President Ford raised for the general election?
What was the total?
Zero. We didn't raise a penny from private contributors or from corporations or from special interest groups. And I think the massive infusion of money into the political arena has been the major cause of spending a lot of it on the negative advertising. And a stupid Supreme Court ruling of a little more than two years ago saying that corporations are people has exacerbated or made much worse an already existing bad situation.
Student loans, what you're paying for interest if you still have one of those loans. You'll want to be listening in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News talk, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio and talk television and the new media. Now we're talking about student loan. Here's host Dave Lee with Senator Al Franken of Minnesota about the focus on student loan interest rates. They may double July 1st.
Let's talk a bit about what's happening with the kids and the more than 7 million students who need to take out new federal loans this year.
Yeah, well, basically what's happening is that on July 1st, the Stafford loans, which is most of the loans that the kids get who are in middle-class families and working-class families, are set to go from 3.4% interest to 6.8% interest. And we think that's not a good idea. And basically, this law was put into place in 2007 when interest rates were a lot higher. And now interest rates are very low. We think this is not a good idea for these students. You know, Minnesota has the fourth largest, highest student loan in the country, $29,000 per kid. We had a roundtable session at the University of Minnesota with President Kaler and Governor Dayton and me, and we heard stories from about 10 kids, and they're very similar to stories I've heard before, which is that students very often work 20, 30, even 40 hours a week while they're in school, which frankly is no way to go to school. They even take a year off to get some more money so that their student loan doesn't have to be so high. Now, a big part of their loans are these Stafford loans. And the rate is set to go from 3.4 to 6.8%. 6.8% is so much more than anybody's paying on any loans right now. So we want to keep them at 3.4, and I think that's fair to these kids.
Do you think that'll get done?
I think it will. You know, we had an interesting thing happen the other day, a sort of an afterthought. Governor Romney said, oh, by the way, I'm for not raising the student loans. Now, the devil's in the details, and so, you know, we have a rule now that you have to pay for everything, and this costs some money to the federal treasury, but I think we have some ways to pay for this that make a lot of sense.
Here's radio man Elvis Polo talking about President Obama's recent college appearances, talking to students about the need to do something regarding these school loans.
The President of the United States continues his college will get cheaper tour, and he was at North Carolina the other day talking to some college kids. Now, according to his plan, you would save $4 to $8 a month. Can I get an amen?
Now everybody will give lip service to this. You'll hear a lot of folks say, yeah, education is important. It's important. But it requires not just words, but deeds. And the fact is that since most of you were born, tuition and fees at America's colleges have more than doubled. And that forces students like you to take out a lot more loans. There are fewer grants. You rack up more debt. Can I get an amen?
Yeah. You got the choir and the congregation.
Now, the average student who borrows to pay for college now graduates with about $25,000 in student loan debt. That's the average. Some are more. Can I get an amen for that? Yeah, I know. It's because some folks have more debt than that.
Amen! So there he is. All right. Wants to make college cheaper. We'll see how that rolls out.
So are you hot on this or hot on other things? Your calls at 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we continue in a few moments.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I was 11 years old at my first national championship. I fell I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The inside Washington conversation, and then it spreads around the rest of the country, which is a good thing because some of the issues of the day really do need to be discussed a little more thoroughly, like the student loan situation, the interest rate that you're paying if you have a student loan. I'd like to see it doubled. Maybe the president's right on this one. What do you think? 800-510-8255. How much political footballing is being done at your expense? 800-510-TALK or email the Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and the way to do it on Twitter is to just see the box. There's a listen box at DougStephan.com. Mark in South Carolina, let's hear from you, sir.
Let me see if I have this correct. The Democrats took over the student loans from the private banks. The Democrats made the percentage rate. They made the percentage rate go up right before the election. So it seems to me that this is all a Democrat way to try to get some votes. The government should stay out of the student loan, just like the email there, or just like the man said, these were got on in the private sector. The government, the Democrats, not the government, the liberal Democrats took it over. So they could have something to whine about and something else to hold people to. The students, if you vote for a Democrat, we'll keep your loan rate low.
All right. There's a little dishing going on there, as you can tell by listening. 800-510-8255. Steve's a Florida teacher.
I graduated with a degree in special education. And I've got certifications in the middle school curriculum. There are two critical shortness areas. Unfortunately, for some reason, I don't qualify for any forgiveness loans. I'm a teacher. We've been stagnant in the state of Florida in Broward County for 5 years. There's been no raises straight across the board. People aren't even allowed to raise their level. I'm supposed to be supporting a family. My loan is more expensive now than it was 10 years ago when I graduated. I'm standing at almost $35,000. I'll never be able, at the amount that I make, I'll have to quit teaching to be able to pay that off. I mean, here's the thing. You take a look at China, India, Africa, a lot of the European blocs from Russia, Cuba, they all, South America, they all invest in education. And because of that, the private sector, the middle class is growing to the point where the rich are getting richer, but the middle class are still able to afford a comfortable life. How about people like me? I don't want to be a multimillionaire. I want to be dang good at my job. And I'm trying to educate the next generation and I can't put food on the table.
All right, and you sympathize with that gentleman's point of view. 800-510-8255. We're discussing the cost of student loans and the availability of them, I think, is part of this as well. Kim in New York.
The thing is, the colleges, they're so expensive, okay? And what is, the kids going in, pay all the kind of money, and they learn nothing. When you have professors not being class for so many hours, they teach the kids only how to be a socialistic country. I mean, this is not in America. They have to teach the kids everything. For history, from this country, to today. They stop raising the price for the professors and the schools to get so much money. I know my granddaughter goes to college and it's $50,000 a year.
800-510-8255. How much is your student loan portfolio? I will tell you, on the personal side of things, I have loans that my children and I are paying for both of my children going to school. They've been out of school for, one of them for us is about 12 years. The original amount of the loan was $83,000, maybe $84,000. It's only been knocked down by $7,000 given the interest rate that's being paid. So they could be easily paying for this stuff for the rest of their lives, unless I step in and pay more with them. Is that the right way? The other side of it is, okay, nobody's telling you you have to go to school. You want to go to school, you make the decision. I just think there's something about Sally Mae and that bunch that are, it isn't crooked, but it's kind of like going to the loan guy, you know, the guy who gives you, dispenses loans from a seller. 800-510-8255. And I'm not sure that you understand what you're really paying. I don't think you, you got to be smart enough to read all the paperwork and understand it. But I think what we were told at first and what it really ended up being were two different things. That's my responsibility, their responsibility. But still, if you want to encourage people to go to college, maybe there's a better way of doing it. And the other side of it is the discussion of the debate about who goes to college and whether or not as many people ought to go as are going. Why not more trades? I think that's part of the discussion that ought to be underscored a little bit more here. Why does everybody think they have to go to college? As one of the callers, I think, pointed out, it's not for everybody. Why does everybody think they have to go to college? Why have we established that in our minds? 800-510-8255. Here's Don in Danville, Kentucky, live on the countdown. Go ahead, Don.
I'd like to just make a quick point of rebuttal against the gentleman who called in a few minutes ago, slamming the government takeover of student loans. That's all right. The main point I'd like to make is just that students are still perfectly welcome to take student loans from the private sector, from banks. The reason that they don't is because the government takeover has made government-sponsored loans much cheaper. It's been successful in everything it set out to do.
But they really aren't. They really aren't cheaper.
They are absolutely cheaper than the private sector.
That wasn't my experience. But anyway, go ahead.
That's just the numbers that I've always seen. The reason,
but you have never taken out a loan, right?
Yes, I have. I'm actually in college right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
And the reason why I didn't take a loan from the bank is because the banks, first of all, it's not federally guaranteed anymore because only the government can do that from the Department of Education.
Yeah.
But the reason why neither I nor any of my friends nor anyone in the country apparently takes loans from banks are because the private sector are more expensive. The federally granted loans are cheaper.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I got your point. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Mario in Florida, not Mario Rubio. Is this Mario Rubio?
No.
No, that's right. It's not Mario. It's Marco Rubio anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doug. The president is right, in my opinion, in his effort to ease the burden of the students at this time trying to go to college. And the, in contrast to the caller from North Carolina, who is blaming the liberal Democrats, according to him, the president is making an effort. And it seems to me that damn if he does, damn if he doesn't, whatever he does, it's some political twist is put to it. And that's not what he, I don't think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's really trying to help, help those people who need the help. And people do need help.
Well, I think you're right. People do need help. But I think you're naive if you don't think that every single thing that's done these days isn't with some political measure attached to it. There's
I'm not that naive. I'm not disagreeing with that. Yeah. But what I'm saying, the damn if the President Obama does and damn if he doesn't. Whatever he does is at this time, anything he does. Is given that political treatment.
Well, but that's because he set it up that way, as do the Republicans. The system that we have is so badly broken, it's so flawed, it's so thick in the mud of suspicion that neither side trusts the other. They use every opportunity in any way they can, public speeches, behind the scene, to advance their political agenda rather than the reality of advancing the betterment of people who are like you and me, just trying to get along, trying to make it work, trying to work, pay the bills. This stuff has been footballed around, and it is because they won't. It's only for political advantage that they take the positions on either side that they do. And you and I and everybody else is getting screwed in the meantime. And I think that's really the bottom line here. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-510-8255. Democrats and Republicans say they want to prevent the cost of loans from ballooning for millions of you who are students or who have students in your family. But the effort has evolved into an election year battle, both sides using the other's position to embarrass each side. It's just back and forth. So the priority here is completely veiled. The latest chess move, Speaker Boehner scheduled a House vote for tomorrow on legislation preventing the 3.4% interest rate on the subsidized Stafford student loan from doubling as scheduled on July 1st. How did it get to the point that it was scheduled to go up that far anyway? When did that vote take place? How would that have been done unless it was done at 3 o'clock in the morning and there were no newspaper or television reporters around? They're attaching it to the overhaul of health care, some other bills there. It's all just it's just foolishness. And again, you're taking it in the chops because of the political shenanigans. 800-510-8255. Many more people want to be heard on this, so we'll get some more calls on this. It's a fresh issue, so a lot of people have been thinking about it, and they are affected by it, so they want to be heard. So we'll continue with these calls in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Grandpa!
Hey, come here. Come on up here and sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals, big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to Record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Over the past 25 years, awareness about childhood cancer has increased substantially, and it's little surprise that an organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for families facing childhood cancer is currently celebrating its 25th anniversary. Through its years, the National Children's Cancer Society has established a legacy of providing financial, emotional, and educational assistance to children with cancer and their families. Amazingly, the NCCS has distributed over $54 million, with $3 million distributed in 2011, and helped more than 30,000 children with cancer. Since its beginning, NCCS has evolved with programs such as the Pediatric Oncology Program and Beyond the Cure. In the year 2011 alone, Beyond the Cure, a survivorship program designed to educate children and their families about the challenges they may face, has awarded $100,000 in college scholarships to 32 cancer survivors. For more information, visit www.thenccs.org.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. How does it affect other things going on in the government? A part of the study, as we continue focusing on the cost of student loans, I want to go back to how it got to the point where, in what bill, did the date get set and the idea of doubling the interest rate become something that people voted on and got enough votes to pass? 800-510-8255. Ed's in Maryland.
I have a Stafford loan, and to me, it shouldn't be surprising that student loan debt is exceeding credit card debt. For one, it's low interest. For a second thing, is tax deductible. And compared to, we bought our house in 2005, and compared to what we've lost there, my student loan debt is nothing. In terms of what the government's doing by keeping the tax incentive and the interest rates doing what they are, that's plenty. It doesn't help. Well, I guess it would be nice if the market were different, but in this case, you know, college costs are increasing so much because there's so much more of a demand for it. What does the economy do? What do we expect out of a market economy? And so, you know, to me, if they try to get more involved, it's probably going to be more expensive. At this rate, you know, for me, the credit card debt is a much worse problem. So if they're close to each other, student loan debt's more, this shouldn't surprise anyone.
How's it affecting you? 800-510-8255. Trey is a senior in high school in Illinois.
I'm calling in because I'm soon to be graduating from high school this year, and I've noticed that it's not the fact that we don't want to go to school, it's literally the fact we don't know how we're going to afford to get there, and it's not me. There are many people who I go to school with that don't know whether or not they're even going to be able to go to college because our parents can't afford it, and we don't want to put ourselves into debt to do it, and we've literally noticed our parents starting to go back to school because what they originally went there for, they can't find jobs in. And we just don't know what to do with our lives anymore. And we watch politicians play games with our country, and we're just upset.
Well, so then vote for some different politicians, sir. You're becoming of age. 51 past the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's surprising how many people are now finding this an important item. And I really say that because this has been hidden, clouded, if you will, or shrouded in votes, cozy votes that have been taken, attaching this bill to that bill, and looking at the budget, pseudo-budget. The Republicans put this in. The Democrats try to take it out. They want to use Medicare increase in taxes to pay for it. Why does it have to go up at all? Where is it? Why? The interest rate on loans, mortgage loans, of course, they are secured, and these aren't really. It's bothering a lot of people because this seemed to come out of nowhere. Handy and opportune time to take shots at one another during the political season. And again, you're the ones who have gotten lucky here because it's your expense. 800-510-8255. Will is in California. Let's have thoughts on the student loan debate. Will?
The United States is becoming like a caste system almost. If you have wealth, you could get into these colleges and universities, but they don't make education affordable or reasonable for people from the middle class or poor people. It's just almost hard. And you got these Republicans calling in. It's almost like they have a hateful attitude towards doing something to help their own countrymen. I think that in other countries where they subsidize education, that they have a workforce that's able to do the jobs and trained in science and technology, you almost have to be an athlete or an entertainer to get a scholarship anymore. And they subsidize oil companies to billions of dollars. These people are already making billions. They subsidize farmers. They subsidize private business. They practically lend money to financial institutions at zero interest rate. But they want to show us these starving students high interest rate.
Someone was to the point of, okay, this thing has gotten so far afield. Now, it appears, if you read between the lines, kind of, the reason that the increase in interest has come about is because they want to use it to pay for some of the other things. And the politicians want to use an increase in interest there, apply that money to other things that need to be paid for. That's cool. 800-510-8255. Is having a post-secondary education a right,
or an entitlement? What is the way to look at this? There's so many people going, they think, I've got a right to go to school. Really? Anthony in Arkansas, let's get your thoughts on this.
I actually teach adjunct at our local university. I am also a graduate student, and I am, at this point in my mid-40s, still paying for my undergraduate college loans from 20-plus years ago. And when I hear a lot of the callers say, oh, well, you know what, I took out a personal loan for a house or a business project or whatever, and no one's helping me pay it back, I have very little sympathy for those people because they don't seem to understand. The average student is not going to college so that they can then sit around and ask somebody to pay back their loans. They're going to college to better themselves, to educate themselves and broaden their opportunities in the workforce and in their careers. And if America is supposed to be what we all claim that we believe, which is we're the land of opportunity, we're the land of progress, this is a very odd way for people who are calling in and saying students shouldn't be doing this. It's a very odd way for them to call this America.
800-510-8255. A lot of people assessing, thinking about, yeah, what is our country all about? Glenn, please, let's hear from you.
I lived in another town 2 years ago, and I had a young man that went to the community college there. And he would leave in the morning at 8 o'clock, and he would go to class. By 9:30, he'd be back home, and he'd spend a couple hours working on the computer. He'd go back to school for a couple hours and come back home and spend a lot of time working on the computer. And he told me that all the professor's done was give him an assignment to study this on the computer. And to me, that's not teaching. They ought to teach them, get them ready for a job of some kind, and then they ought to, that government up there ought to get the job started. Because these people, they can't work, their families can't work, the students can't find a job. And another thing, everybody wants to remember, these student loans, they say they want to give a temporary relief. Well, no matter which one gets in, Republican or Democrat, what are they going to do after?